Hey there. Welcome back to the podcast. Sacred Love, the honeymoon that lasts forever. Chris Walker's words, my voice. Chris Walker's words, my voice. I'm in a car park right now. There's strangers walking around at the very end of the way here. I feel like I'm in a Kiss Kiss Bang Bang or a film like that. So you're gonna bear with me as I dodge strangers that may be in fact enemies, and here we are talking about sacred love. Gosh, isn't that a practice? Practicing sacred love in all conditions. Here we are. Let's resume where we left off. We can try to change ourselves by following the ideals of some exotic sect, some group or religion. We might adopt another discipline of spirituality. We can behave in a certain way. We can attempt to change our tone of voice, our eating habits, and our behavior in general. But after a while, such self-conscious attempts to be different begin to feel too clumsy and too obvious, too familiar, inauthentic. We intend these patterns of behavior to become habitual, second nature. But somehow, they do not completely become a part of us. As much as we would like these behaviors to become a natural part of our makeup, neurosis is still present in our mind. We begin to wonder, if I have been acting in accordance with the sacred scripture of such and such a tradition, how could this happen? Is it me? Am I a bad student? Am I still confused? Self-deception means that the teachings are outside of us. This is a problem because nothing can turn you inside out. The idea of changing yourself through knowledge is unrealistic. The existing material already there must be used, accepting yourself as you are. Whew. Instead of as you would like to be. This means giving up self-deception and duplication, and finally admitting that your lover is worthy of love, warts and all, for who they are, as are you. Anything we aspire to have, be, or do, this becomes the ego. It becomes something that is separated from us. It blocks us. We lose the awareness of wholeness and we begin to play games with ourselves and with others. It means we've lost trust in just being who we really are. And we create fantasies of what could be. We create an ideal and we ask, are you trustworthy? The problem is that we use the ego as something on which to bank. And because of our lack of spiritual stillness, we harden our ego and we make it solid. Then the facade has become truth and we invest in that facade. We are now deluded. So love and learning becomes impossible. We can become a Hindu, or a Christian, or a Muslim, and move to a commune, but the minute we stop our practices, the cracks appear, and we find ourselves being the same us. Underneath this philosophy, we haven't changed at all. Even after 20 years, nothing has changed. We're just dressed in different clothes. When we finally stop trying to change ourselves or others and instead look for the magnificence of who we are, then we can find stillness. We can live in love. The ego divides us into loved, lovable, and needing to be fixed. To be lovable. Our ego often splits others the same way. Love then falls to the lowest of lows, the cruelest of cruels, the meanest of means. No longer is it love of openness and simplicity. This desire to change things becomes a habit of dissatisfaction. And like Mick Jagger, those aspirations and desires, they become expectations. And your expectations, they kill love. Your expectations block your love. And there can be no expectation in love. And this is the mark of stillness. There cannot be a rigid expectation that if I do this and that, then I will get what I want. The ego immediately wants to add stillness to your skills, but it can't be added. To find stillness, just lie down and stop wanting. Just stop wanting. Stopping wanting to want, wanting to want. Stop trying to get your breathing right. Stillness comes from the mind. From the mind, it's harnessed to the body. So if your body can't stop and be under control of your mind, then how can your mind stop and be in control of your spirit? Today, love without expectation. Try it. Love someone you dislike. Love someone you fear. Love someone you left behind. Don't take their reaction to heart. Make every day a Valentine's Day. And see how many people you can honor, past, present, and future. Love them from a place of gratefulness. Love them knowing tomorrow may never come, and that the deepest regret any human being can have is to hold back their love, even for a second. Today, light a candle in your heart for all those people that you love or have loved. Drink a glass of fresh water to their beauty, their gifts and their ways. Hope and wish that today, on this very day, Valentine's Day, they are in love, with love, and they are happy. What else could really be more loving? But the wish for someone else's happiness. All right. With that, we wrap up, we close up. I'm lighting candles tonight. I'm lighting some candles in the bathtub. And to all those ex-lovers of mine that I'm trying to bring a little more love for, and I hope you do the same. Make yourself a nice little bubble bath and light some candles. Jokes aside, it's some great stuff in there. I hope you enjoy it from wherever you are. Ciao for now.